to More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that knows that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, Mr. Richard Avery.
First of all, I tweeted recently, and I agree with, I'm sorry, that's not true. It's a donut a day keeps the doctor away.
they said something about if you want energy that actually an apple is better than like coffee, better than caffeine.
Right, but I still say a box of donuts is better than an apple.
Okay, what about the French that instead of brushing their teeth, they would just eat an apple that was next to the bed before they kissed their partner?
I would rather brush my teeth with a donut.
A chocolate donut? It just looks like...
I'm sorry.
I need a powdered donut.
It's my secret to success. Popeye had spinach. I have donuts.
Well, all this talk about apples.
Yes, let's talk about apples.
There's a reason for this. And it shows how fucking hilarious I am.
Because we are sponsored by, what's that?
Applebee's.
Apple cider. I don't know. What's that?
Mike's Hard Apple Cider. Well, today, Mr. Avery, our guest is the one, the only, Miss AJ Applegate.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I can't believe you put up with that little commentary for like a whole minute.
It was good. I liked it.
Wait, you know, I try and come up with something that sounds humorous, but it never happens. It just kind of pretends to happen. Yeah, exactly.
He loses wood quickly.
I have like three fans out there, and one of them, an ongoing thing that we have is that Chipotle.
First of all, we're the two fans. Who's the third?
No, we have we go around that Chipotle is a proud sponsor of More with Mo, which they are. They just don't give us money. We just promote them all the time. And there's one fan out there that listens and is always questioning about if we're going to talk about Chipotle or not. And then he'll send me articles stating, Chipotle stocks are going down. Are they going to be able to afford to? Great guy. Lots of fun.
But so what about what happened recently with Chipotle?
I know. They had some problems.
Yeah.
You know. But it's a good diet.
Yeah.
The Chipotle guy. Go eat there and you
do. Do you like Chipotle?
I think I've only eaten there like twice, maybe once.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you not eat there? It's so good.
I'm not really too much into Mexican food.
I don't know if that's Mexican. Is it Mexican?
American Mexican?
Yeah. No, I think it is. I think it is a Mexican restaurant.
It's a Mexican grill is what they call it.
You know what's funny is South Park, really, speaking of grilling, South Park beat the shit out of them when they first came out because everybody was all in love with Chipotle and they were like, but it gives you the shits. And I think that was where I heard that Chipotle goes from solid to liquid in 30 minutes or less.
Ew. So nasty.
Chipotle, proud sponsor of More with Mo.
Get back to the topic.
AJ Applegate, I am here. I've known you for a couple years now, a few years now. We're here to get to know more about you. I know you've been around. I know people, you have plenty of fans, a huge number of Twitter followers on your newest account. Sorry. Are you on your third account now?
I haven't made one yet. I'm going to get that new one back because that was like a falsely report.
A false report?
Yeah.
Because you had like 8 billion fans on your original.
I was at like 200, almost at 200K, which is very upsetting. I'm not getting that account back, though. It's really upsetting. Again, that was like, I think someone just falsely reported me on that one, too.
It was not me.
No, I know.
Not to go on the sore subject there, but, your fans know a lot about you. I know you've done plenty of interviews, but I wanted to get a little bit more about you. So why don't we just start off with, who are you?
I'm AJ Applegate. What do you mean?
What do people not know about you?
Tell us all your secrets.
I know. No, I mean, people have an idea of who AJ Applegate is.
But I don't.
When it comes down to it, he has no clue who you are.
It's kind of funny because like I've had people ask me this question before and it's like I've literally put everything out there. I don't think there's anything that people don't really know.
So where do you come from?
Originally, I was born in Long Island, New York, and I grew up in Connecticut.
Okay. So you're an East Coast girl.
Yes, for sure.
And then somehow you fell face first into porn?
I worked at a strip club and then I was doing like fetish modeling.
Did you dance at a strip club?
Yeah.
What was your favorite song to strip to?
My favorite song.
Are you a rock and roll girl, hip hop girl?
No, I danced to like heavy metal and like stuff like that. Okay. I really liked Bad Company by not the original one. By
I don't know.
I have a brain fart.
It's okay.
It's the Chipotle.
She who smelt it dealt it.
I can't even think of.
See, but you were all into rock and roll, though.
Fucking name now. I liked all that kind of stuff.
Now, see, when I go to
Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
Was that who did Bad Company? I think so.
When I go to the strip club, I'm the classic guy. I want to go see. I want Cherry Pie. I want fucking Poison. I want Guns N' Roses. I want to have a flashback to what strip clubs were. Portrayed to me in the 80s. This is what a strip club is supposed to be.
They and weren't that great in the 80s.
I went to the one, what is it, Girls, Girls, Girls on, is that the one on La Brea? What's the one on La Brea and?
The La Brea and Sunset?
Yeah. What is that place called?
My mind went blank for all sorts of good reasons. I could tell you stories about that place.
I went in there. It's a bikini bar.
Yeah, I could tell you stories about that place.
It's a bikini bar.
Because how close I am to it. We used to go there all the time because it was a really good bar, and then there was Half Naked Girls, and we used to go there like all the time. That was like our, when it first opened up, it was like the place to go. It was like great. Yeah. It was a great place, and boy, did I get stupid there many times.
So you're at the strip club. Did you do the pole dancing? Were you more... Listen, we all know you got an ass. So you could pretty much go to the edge of the stage, your ass, and the money would rain.
Yeah, I mean, but I was a professional dancer before I got into the industry. So I would like, I was really good with like the stage, doing like floor work and then mixing and pole with it. I just recently got really good with pole.
Did you do moonwalk?
No, I didn't do the moonwalk.
Did you have a finishing move?
When you say professional dancer, I'm.
I mean, maybe when I was actually
some
doing
jazz hands.
Dancing.
Kick. What kind of dancing did you do?
I did jazz and funk and
Cabbage Patch.
Actually, no.
The Hustle.
But actually, when I did do dance in college, we did have to learn about all those types of dances and like where they originated from and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool.
Got to learn the history of dance.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty tough class.
Yeah. Dance is brutal. Yeah. Every dancer I've ever met is passionate about dance. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love
it. It's very competitive.
But it's like I say dancers are the same kind of people I meet that are horse lovers. You either love them or you hate them.
There's what?
Like horse people love horses. Like love their horses. There's no gray area. It's the same thing with dancers. Yeah. You're either passionate about dance or like whatever. There's no kind of like about dance. And kind of, you know, it's like they're just really passionate.
I don't dance at all. And I hate dancing. Good.
That's good. I don't want to see you dance.
I accidentally tried dancing to a song with a girl, and it was a Paula Abdul song.
Oh,
and
God.
The year was 1992. And it was at my small town dance, and it went poorly. And it was bad. I'm still tragically, destroyed by that. So you still strip, correct? You feature dance?
I feature dance.
And how often do you feature dance?
I'm only allowed to feature dance like once a month.
That's great.
First off, who's stopping you?
Spiegler.
Oh, for all the people out there, Spiegler's name gets brought up on the show quite often. Mark
we
Spiegler.
Love Mark.
One of the best agents in the industry. One of my favorites.
He brings me pastries
on set all the time.
Great man.
So good.
And if I ever have an issue and I have a girl that flakes at the last minute, I go, every director, the first person they say is call Spiegler. Let's see.
Exactly.
Who he because, and I, in the past 2 weeks, I have woke up Spiegler two times in the morning.
He sounds cranky in the morning.
He's cranky.
Can I put it out there now? We should get him to come on and
God, yes.
That would be fun.
I should have brought him with me.
I know.
Oh, you know what? If we get enough Spiegler girls on here, he'll show up with pastries.
Yeah. Well, I'm not care about the pastries. I just love to have him on.
Good pastries.
I mean, he's been
true.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he's been putting up with me for 10 years.
Oh, that would be fun. Actually, that would be a lot of fun. If we get Asa to come back, because Asa did the show.
Shit, yeah.
Oh, if we get Asa to come out, that would be...
Asa I need to... Last time I saw... Like every time Bobby was directing every movie, she'd always have his girls because she was one of his girls. Yeah. And he would always show up, like you said, with
Bobby
the box.
Bobby Starr?
Bobby Starr.
Oh, okay.
My ex-neighbor.
Oh.
So she lived right there. And but like he would always come to the sets, as like you say, and mm-hmm. also, and he'd always like bring girls that weren't even working. He would just be driving around and bring them. Yeah. Like why are they here? And he'd be like, oh, they were just in the car. I'm like, oh, okay.
Cool. We were doing, and this is what's funny is, and what's the name of the new girl that he just picked up?
Melissa Moore.
Bobby Dylan. It's a new,
is it a new chick?
New
here,
chick.
I'll look
so,
this
okay,
up.
So okay, so a few weeks ago, for Penthouse, we were doing a virtual reality demo, and Kelly Holland was directing it, and she wanted 15 girls to be at this pool party because it's virtual reality, so it's 360 degrees, and she just wanted to have this ball of cameras in the middle of a pool party. Cool, not a problem. So I scrambled within, 36 hours to come up with all these girls, get like 7 pets. Spiegler shows up because we have 4 of his girls, and he shows up with this girl. And AJ is now looking up her name, and I feel like an asshole because I can't.
There's
recall.
Nothing even like that. There's Kira Noir, and there's Rachel Maddori and Anna Deville.
Maybe she hasn't shown up on the website. For some reason.
Oh, is it the chick that's like a mix, like kind of looks like Megan Rain or something?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. I don't know her name, but
so
yes.
He shows up with her, and we're going through, and I only had 14 girls. And Kelly goes, well, look, there's your 15th right there. Hired her on the spot to come out. We had a bathing suit for her, and it was, Spiegler goes, I said, well, here's a paid, go-see for her in front of the owner of Penthouse. Problem solved, so.
He's good that way.
He's amazing.
He's always been good to me from day one.
How long have you been with Spiegler, AJ?
It's been a little over a year.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Who were you with before?
Well, I started with Kevin at Type 9.
Oh, shit.
And then he just up and left us.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go with Spiegler, and then I got nervous. So I went with ATMLA. And then I was like, why didn't I go with Spiegler? I should just do it. So then I asked him again.
And then he was like, yeah.
I didn't think he was going to take me because I was going to go with him, and then I was like, oh, no, I'm going to go with this person. And then I was like, why did I do that? So
now Spiegler is notorious for making his girls work. Girls work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have I think it was Riley that I was trying to book, and she's booked out for a month and a half. And it's like, I hope
Riley
he booked
who?
Out some Riley Reed. I hope that he booked in some days off for her. Because that's a rough haul. So how many scenes in 4 years, how many scenes do you think you've done?
In 4 years?
I have to say that you're not Phoenix Marie who knows every scene that she's done. No, seriously. She knows every scene that she's done, how many, who each scene was with. Like, she's like the Rain Man of porn.
I can remember that stuff. I just can't remember the exact number. It would have to be around like over 600, I would think.
Wow.
I even feel like that might even be like little.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Lot of sex.
I just feel like there's a lot.
I'm trying to think. I've been on set with you over a dozen times.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just you. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's nice. So out of all those scenes, do you have one that sticks out in your mind as probably the good or bad, the most memorable scene?
Wow. I mean, there's been a couple, but I guess the first one that would come to mind would be my first gangbang.
Okay.
That was like an amazing experience.
Those are always memorable.
Was that with Elegant?
No, that was with Hard X.
Okay.
So pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
The same thing.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah. But yeah, if that was like the one to just come right to my mind, it'd probably be that one.
And how many guys was that?
That was 6.
6 guys.
Yeah. And that I did double vag and double anal.
Oh, double anal.
Yeah.
For the first What'd you think time? Of that?
Oh, that's what I like. It went so smooth. The whole scene went just. I mean, I couldn't have asked for like a better group of guys because it just went. We only cut once because she wanted to ask me if I wanted to try double vag and double anal.
In the scene. Hey, let's try. Why not?
So, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I want to. Like, let's not talk about it. Let's just try it and see if
it works.
It's
like, shut up and get out of my way.
We let the bigger guys loosen you up. Let's see if we can get the smaller guys. No, not to beat upon any of the guys, but who were the two guys that were in your butt?
The two guys that were in my butt.
Or were there multiple different pairings?
I think we did a couple different pairings. Damn. Yeah. And it was crazy because usually when girls do double anal and double vag, it's only like for a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was for a while. Like it was like going so good. I think I want to say Mick and John Strong were, I remember two were a pair. And I think also Eric and Ramon.
Eric and Ramon took you in the ass?
Yeah. Both at this. Yeah.
Okay. Both those
yes,
guys.
Yes, it was. Because I remember saying to myself, wow, I took like two of the biggest pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. No.
That's, yeah.
Ramon and Eric. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
And we almost got triple penetration. But I didn't have a guy long enough because it's weird how you have to stack the guys and you have to have like just the right group of guys.
I've seen that done before, and it's usually European porn where the guys seem to be a lot more comfortable with that. The European guys are very comfortable with all this. They just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You take the American guys, they're a little more like, I don't really want to be touching dicks with this.
Yeah.
I know there's one hole and we should all pile in there, but not quite my thing.
Right,
and
right.
Listen, I have no real desire to, you know.
You're freaking me out. So, you know, you're freaking out right now. Inside, I'm screaming.
Do you not watch European porn?
I don't watch porn.
Dirty. Have you gone over to Europe at all and done anything?
No, I want to. Just to do it.
Because I was watching stuff where literally you look at it and you go, oh, this is just hardcore, you know, whatever porn. Guy pulls out and all of a sudden it's just pissing inside the chick's asshole. And
oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
No, and they're doing this like it's a blowjob. And I'm like,
My warning to you, if you ever go, be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Because they don't test like they do here.
Oh, really?
They don't. Okay. I won't name names because I can't, but I have very close friends who have gone and worked there and every time come back with something.
Oh.
It's like just, they're not as clean
European
and stringent.
Chlamydia?
Like, yeah, you get like some sort of French or Yugoslavian.
The really strong kind.
You get all sorts of weird shit. But I just would tell you, you have to be super, super, even more careful than you could possibly
that's
be.
That's good to know.
But I hear the food's great. on the plus side.
Yeah. And the girls
STI,
are
great food.
And the girls are hot, but they're really boring. Is what I hear too.
Because I think they have more of, they're not as sexual.
And they're like very, like, I don't know. They're just, every girl I've ever shot from there, like, they're just, I don't know. There's just something about like,
they're kind of like,
it's like, whatever, I'm naked here, I'm taking my picture.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's all like such a fake thing. It's like, I don't know.
Well, I think also because that's like, it's so much more accepted over there.
Yeah.
So I think to them, it's kind of more just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's
culturally, it's, being naked is no big deal.
Right.
They're naked on the beach all the time. So all of a sudden, you know, but it's every girl I know. And then, you know, there's my girl, Samantha Bentley, who's based out of London.
Oh, I love her.
Do you? I will let her know. And so Sam, you know, works there a lot too. So she's told me lots of crazy things as well.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. That's all I just say is you just want to be extra, 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 extra careful. But the work's good. The pay is good. That's what they all tell me. So.
No, you're always, you were talking about how the girls over there are just not as into it. You always seem to be into it on set.
I'm always into
it. She's a great actress.
Yeah, no, you fake it very well.
No, I don't.
How often?
You should actually see me try to fake it, though. You can tell.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, like it's kind of awkward.
Because I could see that she's faking it now with you.
Oh, she fakes it. She asked to be on this show. Of the numerous, numerous, well over, you know, 5 guests I've had on this show. She has...
out of 130 episodes, she's the first one to actually ask to be on.
Actually, it's very rare that people... No, I've asked...
Really?
And people go, oh, yeah. No, for somebody to come straight out and ask me...
It just seems like something fun to do.
No, you can tell
that it's not, right?
It's no, like, it is fun.
I have people, and I don't know because I'm sometimes put off or portrayed as being intimidating and not the most approachable person. And so I think some people are just... don't think that they can ask or don't feel comfortable asking.
Right.
And I had one girl actually just recently on set say that she was afraid of me the first time a couple times.
Oh my God.
And she's like, I'm not going to name names, but this is not a girl that's like a meek little 18-year-old girl.
Yeah.
She's in her late 20s and tall and, you know, looks like...
Tall.
No, it's not like she's some...
She got muscles?
Tiny, yeah, she had muscles. But no, and she was like, she goes, yeah, you're intimidating. I'm like, so maybe if I'm just nicer on set, more girls would come to me and say, oh, hey, maybe they just don't even know I have a podcast.
Think, I mean, I think the first time I met you, I was a little intimidated, but... I just kind of just warmed up to you quickly and I just didn't feel that way anymore. I was kind of like, oh, I don't know.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, no, you really are.
Thank you.
Oh,
I think it's because you're very serious, so I'm people very think. Serious. But that's just during paperwork.
I am the paperwork Nazi. Everybody comments.
As soon as the paperwork is the paperwork done, great. Let's have some fun.
No, right? it goes
it's so time far. To party.
I actually have specific pens that I use.
You should.
It's like I have it's,
yeah. number two very, pencil for everything.
I'm very very specific. So
can I ask a question?
Yes, please. What was your first concert?
No. What's your favorite color?
Baby blue. Oh. Well, actually, no. Okay. I say that sometimes because people don't know what this color is, but it's cerulean.
Ooh, okay. I know the color.
I thought she was going to say periwinkle, but...
They're close.
I would go sky blue. Yeah.
Or I'll say baby blue, but...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just
cerulean's my favorite color. And people
What's your
like,
favorite
what
TV
fuck?
Show?
My favorite TV show? Fuck. There's like a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into Dance Moms. Okay. That's like my guilty pleasure show,
okay. That's
though.
Okay.
And then I really like Pretty Little Liars.
Okay.
I just got into that like a month ago. And The Walking Dead.
There we go. I was like waiting and waiting and waiting for something good. There we go.
Are you a Marvel or DC person?
I wait till it's over. So don't tell me anything.
Mm. No. It's because obviously we pre-record the show. So as we're recording this, tonight's the season premiere of Fear the Walking Dead.
Okay.
So tonight's the season premiere. So are you more? So you're a binge watcher there, or you like when
yeah,
the whole season?
Yeah, it's like really bad.
So you don't like when waiting I start a binge week.
No, I mean I don't mind with some shows. I will like Dance Moms or something like that. But if it's like The Walking Dead or like Bates Motel or something like that, I wait till the end. And then watch
so it's like a Netflix and chill type.
Yeah.
Except for it's just Netflix.
Yeah,
it's
like watch it on my day off and just binge watch the whole thing.
Tell the man, get the fuck away from me. There's no chill here. This is just Netflix.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black is on, baby. Just leave me alone. No?
No.
Okay. House of Cards?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God. It's one of the greatest political thrillers ever.
Really?
Kevin Spacey.
What is it about?
It's a political thriller about Kevin
politics.
Spacey.
Oh, okay.
Presidents.
Deep, dark. Politics. It's really it's a really good show.
I don't know if I'd like that.
Okay. Did you watch Daredevil?
No.
It's good.
That was a good show too.
Yeah. What's that about?
A superhero.
Oh, that makes sense.
So
do you watch porn at all?
Yeah.
Do you watch your porn?
I watch really weird porn though, because I guess I'm just
every porn star I know that does watch porn watches really weird porn.
Yeah.
Okay. So
well,
what
I mean,
do
you have to.
Right. What do you watch?
Well, I like cuckolding and like gay porn, like guys fucking guys.
Really?
Yeah, that's like what I'm into.
I don't really even have a follow up. No, I've heard this before. Okay, we're going to go with this. The door got open. We're gonna go through
because
this.
Now I know so. I don't. I think it's because I don't know really much about that. I know a lot about like pegging and cuckolding because I do a lot of those scenes, but I don't know much about the gay porn. So when I watch it, it turns me on. But like girl porn, I already know how it is. I've done so much of it. Sometimes I'll watch girl porn, but it has to be like early 90s. I still watch that. Because I don't know those girls. I can't really watch girls that I know anymore.
Yeah, because it gets...
Weird. If I know that she like fakes it or something like that, I'm like, oh, this fucking ruins
it for
me.
Okay, so what kind of gay porn are you watching then? Are you watching the...
I like big black dicks fucking a little white guy. That's my favorite.
Kind of like you, Mo.
Really turns me on to watch that.
Okay, so... And then... You're into So you're really into the dominating aspect.
Yeah, like femdom.
Okay.
I can't name names, but honestly, I've heard that before from a lot of girls.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like I hear the crazies. Like I always be like, what do you watch? And they start telling me, I'm like, I didn't even know that shit existed. And they're like, oh yeah, here, let me show you the website. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm sitting there shocked. I'm shocked. It's really weird. I hear weird things like that. Because I always say it's like, but you see what you're describing is what I always use the analogy is it's like magic. When you learn how a girl is cut in half, you know how the trick is done. You're like, whatever, I don't care about it anymore. So now you know how they fuck. You're like, I don't need to see. I want to see something I can't do or I haven't seen and I've done myself. And that's the excitement.
Exactly.
It's something new.
Exactly.
So as soon as you get a dick and fuck a guy, you'll be done with it.
Right. That's why I think a lot of guys like watching girl porn, because they have the fantasy of, wow, I want to be with two chicks.
I've been on too many of those sets, and I find it to be one of the most boring thing ever. It's like, I just want to watch
girl?
Yeah, girl. I just like watching a guy fuck a girl. It's like the girl, it's just like, oh my God. Please. And it's because I've been on too many sets where I've watched it, and it's not the most exciting thing to. Although on my birthday this last year, I had to work on my birthday, and I was working for Sky Blue, and I said, can I pick a scene? And so I picked the scene with Mia Malkova and Jenna Sativa working together.
Oh,
and
I was there.
Yes. I had the headphones on. I'm watching my scene. I had a great time. it was good times.
I like girl porn, not to watch it, but to shoot it.
Yeah. I like doing girl.
Meh.
Well, I just mean especially mine, because usually we're all just drunk and we're shooting, so it's like,
oh, that's fun.
Playtime.
Mm. I'm not allowed to drink on our sets.
Oh, that, you're not?
I should. I need to start drinking.
That's probably the best set to drink on.
Exactly. You need to start carrying a little flask with you. They ask you a question like, so what do we do, Mo? And you're like, hold on 1 second. All right, now move that over there. Get that out here. Give me the paperwork. Next. Just keep a little flask.
Now, I don't. You're in a relationship?
Yes, with the male talent.
Okay, so does he know that you're watching gay porn?
Yes.
And what are his thoughts on this?
He ignores it.
He thinks whatever turns me on and makes me happy and horny is a good thing.
So would he watch it with you?
I don't know if I should be discussing that.
I knew I'd push you too far. Yeah,
it's like, I just feel like she's talked about everything, but not this.
I knew I'd get you to a point.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really. I mean, he's fucked me while I've watched it before, but he's not really watching it. Yeah. He's kind of just helping me get off, I guess. But yeah.
You know what's
funny? Just likes when I'm horny. So he's like, whatever gets you horny, then he gets turned on. He's like, oh yeah, whatever you like, the dirtier it is, the more horny you're gonna make me because you're just dirty.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's funny as
I'd be the same way. I'd be as the guy. I'd be like, yeah, whatever gets you going, gets you fired up. Let's do it.
Alex and I don't watch porn together at all. And honestly, I don't know if she really watches.
I've never watched porn with a girl.
I feel like she used to though, probably.
Yeah, I would guess she more so. And you know, listen, I know the Hitachis, you know, hanging out, so I know shit's going down.
It's my best
but
friend.
I don't know if she watches or you know, because I don't watch that much porn. I watch. Right. I mean, I have certain. She bought me a porno for my birthday though.
Really?
I got Angela too because I got a thing for Angela White, and I've yet to watch it, but I am going to pop it in the DVD player next time she's out of town. And Angela White, because I had Angela White on the show about 100 episodes ago, and it was when she first got her Fleshlight, and so we talked about her Fleshlight, and Fleshlight sent me her anal one for me to review, and so I reviewed it.
Was it good?
Yeah, oh no, it was good. I'd never used a sex toy like that before.
Oh yeah, it was good.
No, it was fun, and the actual blog post is called 5 Minutes of Fun with Angela White's Butthole, and honestly, it was because I was able to come twice within 5 minutes with that thing. It was salt.
Wow.
The only problem is then you have to clean it up later, and I'm assuming Angela White normally cleans up herself, so it'd probably be more fun with her.
Right.
So,
right.
It'd probably be the same thing.
How do you even clean out those things? I always wondered
that. Well, let me tell you.
It's like a whole process.
You go through
with your tongue.
I went over to the sink and stick the nozzle of the sink basically up her butthole and just let it flow through the whole thing, right? But then it's like you grab the other end and it starts filling it up a little bit and then you squirt it out. And that's how
So there's a hole to the other end.
Yeah, it goes all the way to
the
other end.
Oh, I thought it was like it looked like a flashlight and it had like a handle.
No, it's all encased. So you have this rubber insert, a silicone insert, whatever it is, that pulls out. That it's a solid tube.
Oh, so you don't use the actual handle to use it?
Yeah, you use the actual handle, but when you clean it up, you pull everything out. Otherwise, yeah. But it's a process. It
gets a little crusty.
So I got to give Angela White's butthole an enema, which was definitely an entertaining part of the experience. So do you have any sex toys that are based off you?
No, I wish. I would like to. That's my next goal.
How is it possible that you don't have something? Like a fake ass one.
I'm not that popular.
Not yet. God. You need to work a little harder, girl.
What kind of sex?
I work my ass off.
What kind of sex toy would you want?
I would definitely want a fleshlight, something like that. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of people ask.
No pussy mold.
I don't understand how
like
they
that?
Pick what girls. I know. I feel like I should have like an ass mold or something.
Yeah, I would think that would be Doc Johnson would pick you up or somebody. I mean, it's.
What you got to do is next time at a convention, you know, if they're there like Doc Johnson, they just walk up to the company and say, what do I got to do to get an ass?
But is the. The people that are working at the booth, though.
No, Doc Johnson.
Yeah,
I'll take you to And Me next time it's around. That's the novelty show.
Okay,
and it's all the people that are novelties.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
you
can come along.
You can be my cool companion, and I'll look like I'm cool.
That.
Yeah, and we'll go through and go. She needs her pussy molded.
Yeah,
I've seen it at least.
I need
a dozen
my butthole
times.
Molded.
There
or
you
something.
Go. See, and then I do a review. 5 minutes of fun with H.J. Applegate's butthole. Oh, Mr. Avery, how are you doing over there? Are you going to make it through this episode?
Yeah, I am. I'm just having visuals.
So,
that's all.
So, AJ, you've been doing this for 4 years. Do you plan on doing it forever?
I mean, I wish I could, but I know I can't. I always said I'd like to make it to MILF status, but I don't know when that's going to happen because I still do teen stuff, and I'm 26. So I feel like I just still look young. So I feel like it would take me a while to actually do like MILF porn.
You would have to hit about probably 32 or 33.
Right. And I want to have kids by then. So I don't know if after I have kids, if I would come back and do porn, probably not. I don't know if I really agree with that.
No.
I just would kind of feel bad, I guess.
No.
Different people handle it different ways. And I know some great mothers that have come back and performed. And I know some other people that have literally just disappeared. You know, and I don't judge any of the women that are, because I don't consider our job to be something that is, you know, that's bad, that's negative.
Right.
I would question somebody that would have a child that would be more going into the years of, you know, high school years or teenage years where it's kids can come in, especially how the accessibility of going, saw your mom fuck a dude last night. That, I mean, I think that could be.
Yeah, that's
but
what
the first
I feel
five
bad
years,
about.
6 years, that would be.
But I have to say,
but
you
it
have
would
to
be a current thing. It would be a current thing. If you had a 12-year-old kid now, 15-year-old kid whose buddies were going off and said, I saw your mom last night, as opposed to nobody's going to look at porn 10 years from now.
Right.
Nobody's looking
that's
at the shit
true.
We're making
that's
now.
True.
They will.
How much
90s I just feel
porn
bad. I
watch?
Hope they don't go up to my son or whatever and they're like, oh, I watched your mom.
Dude, your mom's got
by 10 black cocks in the ass.
They will.
Like, I'm going to be like, oh, man.
They
that
will.
Was such a good day.
You can guarantee that it'll happen. Just assume.
I just hope I raise my kids well enough that they're like, fuck you. I don't give a
well,
fuck.
Well, you start them in martial arts at a very young age. They understand the kick to the groin.
Well, my at least they're complimenting
your mom. I just know how mean
mom.
Girls can be because girls were nasty
totally.
To me in high school. Really fucking mean.
Yep.
So it's like, I hope my daughter is strong enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well,
UFC.
Here's a question. Okay. So high school, did you have this ass in high school?
Yes, I did actually. And I've had it since I was like a baby.
Oh.
I wanted to bring you those fucking baby That's pictures funny. And I forgot.
No. Did you get followed around in high school? Were the guys like.
Yeah, I was known as the cute blonde cheerleader with the big butt. That's what I was known as. That's- so guys always talked about my ass. And I was a tease. Like, I was a cheerleader, so I liked to hike up my skirt really short during games and bend over and pretend like I was stretching or tying my shoe. And I liked to tease all the guys.
Did you fuck a lot of guys in high school?
No, I was just a tease. But girls would spread rumors that I fucked this guy and that guy and this guy and whatever. And I'll admit, I was like a makeout whore. And I did suck a lot of dick. But I didn't lose my virginity until like I was 17.
Okay. I always loved like there was
her mouth.
I won't again. I can't. I'm not going to name names because I'm not going to out somebody. But there's a certain porn star that I really liked back in the day, maybe 5-6 years ago. I shot, and I remember asking her. So did you fuck a lot of guys in high school? And she was like, I fucked everybody. She goes, I love to fuck, so I would fuck everybody.
That's awesome.
And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, it was so much fun. I fucked everybody. And I was like, and then I realized at that point I should do this for a living because I should get paid for this.
Yeah.
And like, and she just like, and she wasn't ashamed, which she shouldn't have been. And right. I said, boy, I go, why weren't you in my high school? That's all I could think about. I was like, why weren't you in my high school?
Yeah.
Like my high school had nobody
Girls
like that.
Girls were mean to me. So, but they were jealous. Guys liked my butt. Well, but I didn't realize that at the time. I just like felt bad for myself. And I was like, oh, why are girls so mean to me? And oh, it was awful.
I remember there was a girl named Serena in high school that blossomed sophomore year with just gigantic double D's. I mean, she went from, hey, I had a B cup to bet. And the guys were just like, it was like a fucking, hello, how's it going? And the girls were all jealous of her because it was like, you know. She just fucking exploded over the summer, and the guys went nuts. Every guy, that was all we talked about was her because she was so fucking hot and just giant tits.
And I'm sure girls were mean to her.
Oh, the girls were not. They
girls are
they
all
were
mean.
They're bitches.
Girls are always mean.
That's why I had like more guy friends than girlfriends, and I think that's also why I had like a reputation because I hung out with more guys, but it was because girls were nasty.
So. Still are. They haven't changed.
Oh, it's still like that. I feel like this industry is so much like high school
it
sometimes.
It is.
Like,
oh my God.
What the fuck? Like,
do you ever get, and it's that whole thing, I have to remind my girls all the time, like, I always tell them, like, this is not high school, so stop. Yeah. Like, I have to remind them, you're not in high school anymore. You don't have to act that way.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, right, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny because I had my high school reunion last year and I went back and then I kind of remembered what high school was like.
Oh man, I can't wait for my high school reunion.
Mine was my 20 year.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, I'm old. So it was, and then I remembered what high school was like, and I realized, I mean, except for I was the photographer for the yearbook, and that was my thing. I realized I didn't even like high school. It wasn't, you know, it just wasn't.
I loved high
school.
I don't
have fond memories at all. And I'm watching the guys, oh, the football team, and oh, and we did this. I was involved with none of that, except for taking pictures of it. And,
high school. It was great.
I liked middle school.
Great drugs, great hot girls.
It was the 60s.
Cool cars. 70s. Don't go there.
I wish I could go back sometimes, though, because I would act completely different. Like, I would not give a fuck what these girls think.
I know. If you, like, the whole thing, if you knew, if you know now what you, all that you know now back then, yeah, you holy preached all that. You realize, you'd be, first thing you say is like, you know, this shit doesn't really matter, right?
People, yeah.
You know.
Oh.
But when you're there, you think it matters so hard.
You think it's the whole world. Yeah.
I wish I could go back to photo school with my current personality, just like a jaded, sarcastic asshole, because I was just a cocky dick back then, just going, oh, yeah, I know everything. Now I would just, it would be so much fun. I would destroy people.
Shut up.
Here goes, we're doing our critique. Here are your photos on the wall. Well, this, just fucking rip everybody a new one.
You'd be all like, this sucks. You suck. You're not going to, you know, nobody's going to care when you're shooting weddings on the weekends. This shit doesn't matter. You're go shoot that bar mitzvah. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. So the reason why I asked a while ago is how long you're planning to spend. What do you want to be when you grow up?
What do you want to be?
Don't say. It's really funny because if you asked me this question when I was in high school or when I just graduated eighth grade.
Wait.
I said I wanted to
be an English teacher.
Porn star.
Yeah. Oh!
Really? When you were in high school?
Really?
When I was in eighth grade, it was really funny because my best guy friend just recently brought this up to me and he's like, remember when we were in eighth grade and you were over my house and you were like, I just want to be a porn star when I grew up. And he's like, now you are. And I was like, you know, it's really weird that I like, but I didn't think that was gonna happen. Yeah. Like, I didn't even know how you could get into porn.
But somehow you did.
I was just so horny, and I was like stuck in this closet. And I was like, ugh, I just want to fuck all these people. But
are you still horny?
Yeah, that's why
same
I
way,
love
but the
my
same,
job.
But the same.
It's like a different way. It's more of like a dirty, kinky, horny, rather than oh my god, I just want to know what it's like to get fucked. But
are you gonna have sex today?
Maybe later tonight.
Yeah.
If I can. Actually, I can because I just have a blowjob scene tomorrow. So I can.
So I can. My mouth hole will
You
work.
Can watch some porn later on.
Okay, so eighth grade is when you wanted to be a porn star. What do you want to do now? What do you... Any dreams of doing a different job later on in life?
President
of
the United States?
I was a dance teacher, and I thought maybe I could open up my own dance studio, but it's probably not going to be able to happen now. But maybe I'll be able to do, like, adults and do maybe, like, a sexy dance class mixed with Zumba, mixed with chair dancing, mixed with maybe doll hip-hop and yoga and stuff like that.
What about like those the pole dancing classes? That
yeah, and
fitness?
Mix the pole dancing with it.
There you go. We just found our new career.
Yeah.
I'd like to have 10% for the licensing rights of that.
Appledance.com.
Apple. And hand.
It would be like how to get an apple booty or how to get AJ's butt. I don't know.
How do you do it? Well, you have to have the rate and you got to talk to speaker. That's how you do it.
Hey, what does AJ stand for?
Nothing. It's just AJ.
Have you ever kind of tried to come up with something it should stand for? Like,
I mean, as a joke, people say like Apple Jacks. I'm like, Apple Jacks, Applegate?
No, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know. It doesn't have the initials. So I hate when people do that, like on box covers or anything, they put the two dots and I'm like...
It's not periods.
You're like, yeah, I'm like, it's not, this doesn't, it's not initials.
And ever think of spelling AJAY?
Yeah, a company did that to me once too. Yeah. And I was like, but that was because they said they had to put in more characters to be able to add me to the
site. That's funny. No, we had to change the name because we have to add more characters.
No, I think, is it Adult DVD Talk that did it?
No, it was ATK.
Oh, I had one of the sites that, because my initial, because I just went by Mo and there was no last name, they had to put me in as MOE because they had to have three letters.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, well, I don't like that. There was a mistake on a certain company's box cover recently that got pointed out for Ryan Driller, and it was said Ryan Drilled.
No. Oh, my God. That's kind of ironic.
Yeah, no, he pointed it out and put it on Instagram.
That's funny. Poor Ryan.
At least he can laugh about it.
Oh, he laughed.
I hope so. God, if you take that seriously, you're in trouble.
So, AJ, have you ever heard of a show called Inside the Actor's Studio on Bravo?
No.
Okay. Well, we stole 10 questions from this show that the host, would you like to explain?
I have to pee.
Don't get to pee yet.
That's right.
They're short questions.
It's a TV show about, they interview actors like George Clooney, Brad Pitt, anybody. So they have this famous, it's a set of 10 questions that are kind of famous. This person invented them 20, 50 years ago. And so it's a set of questions that you ask. And so he's going to ask these questions. And so you have to be honest and first answer that comes to your mind.
Okay. What is your favorite word?
And I just whatever comes to mind. Nope. Nothing even came to mind.
What is your favorite word?
My favorite word? I don't know.
Do you know a word?
My favorite
money,
word.
Money, cash?
She has to pee. This is why she's concerned.
We're going to
urinate.
My favorite word?
Love? Sex?
Cock?
My favorite word. I don't know. Food.
Oh, very nice. Okay. There we go. What is your... This is going to get fun. I can feel it. What is your least favorite word?
Damp.
Okay. That's right up there with moist. Go ahead.
Moist is another one. What turns you on? We already know this, but go ahead.
Gay guys.
What turns you off? Straight guys.
No, like bitchy girls.
What sound do you love?
What sound do I love?
Puppies? Kittens?
Oh, yeah. My doggy.
Oh. What sound do you hate?
What sound do I hate? I feel like there's so many, I just can't think of one right now.
Come on.
That ding sound when the airplane's about to take off.
Okay.
Nice. I hate going flying.
What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck, I guess.
What profession other than yours would you like to attempt?
A Broadway dancer.
What profession would you not like to do?
Being, what are they called? The people that take blood?
A nurse?
Phlebotomist?
Phlebotomist or whatever? Yeah.
Okay. The people that draw blood. Yeah. Okay, we're good there. And last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
It's okay that you were a slut. I still accept you.
Very nice. AJ Applegate, thank you so much for playing our game, coming out
You're
to more
welcome.
With Mo. Where can your fans find you out on the interwebs?
Well, currently, when I get my Twitter back, You can find me at AJ's Apple Booty, and my Snapchat is also AJ's Apple Booty, and my Instagram is Real AJ Applegate, and my website is teamapplegate.com.
Teamapplegate.com. Thank you so much. Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug?
No. Not today.
Not even AJ Applegate's booty hole?
No, not today.
Nope.
Sorry.
Well, my name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Check out my Instagram, The Average Mo. And you can listen to the show now on SoundCloud, iTunes, and TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.